This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Dave Bird. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Christmas gatherings can't go ahead and non-essential shops must close in London and much of southern England as he imposed a new higher level of coronavirus restrictions on the region to curb spreading infections. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Johnson says that the capital and other areas in southern England, currently under Tier 3, the highest level of coronavirus restrictions, will move to an even stricter new Tier 4 that requires non-essential shops, hairdressers and indoor leisure venues to close. Johnson also says that a planned five-day easing of socialising rules for Christmas will be cancelled for Tier 4 areas.
In England, those living in Tier 4 areas should not mix with anyone outside their own household. Christmas.
No mixing of households will be allowed except for under very limited conditions outside in public places. Zaria Shackley, London.
About a quarter of a million people in Sydney's northern beaches were ordered on Saturday into a strict lockdown until midweek next week in an effort to contain a coronavirus cluster, which authorities fear may spread across the city. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Authorities do not know the origin of the virus from this particular outbreak, but genome testing suggests it is a US strain. Until this week, the country had gone more than 2 weeks without any local transmission and had lifted most restrictions ahead of Christmas. But the Sydney outbreak prompted states and territories to reimpose border restrictions, sending holiday travel plans for thousands into chaos. New South Wales state government is expected to announce whether further restrictions will be imposed on Sunday for the rest of Sydney, home to around 5 million people.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. This is VOA News. The government of the Central African Republic has accused former President François Bozizé of attempting a coup ahead of next week's election. Leaders of the three main armed rebel groups occupying large areas of the country announced a coalition on Saturday. The rebels' announcement could further fuel tensions already on the rise in the troubled country before the presidential and legislative vote on December 27th. The opposition fears massive electoral fraud. Meanwhile, the government said Saturday that ex-President Bozizé was about 150 kilometers northwest of the capital, Bangui, and was intending to march on the capital with his men. UN peacekeepers, meanwhile, have deployed in response to fresh attacks. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has appealed for calm and for all sides to work together to ensure credible elections. Thousands of Armenians marched through the capital Yerevan on Saturday to commemorate the soldiers killed in a six-week conflict over the Nagorno-Karabakh region in which Azerbaijan made significant territorial gains. Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan led the march, held on the first 3 days of mourning, driving up to the military cemetery to light incense on the graves of fallen soldiers along with other senior officials. Although his supporters filled the cemetery to its brink, footage published on Armenian television showed Pashinyan's critics shouting, "Nikol is a traitor," as his convoy passed by. Armenia's opposition has called on its supporters to join a national strike December 22nd at the end of the three-day mourning period to pressure Pashinyan to resign over the losses incurred in the conflict over Nagorno-Karabakh. U.S. President Donald Trump has made his first comments about a widespread data breach across the U.S. government, downplaying the seriousness and impact of the cyber espionage campaign. Writing on Twitter, the president said the cyber hack is far greater in the fake news media than in actuality. The president went on to say Russia, Russia, Russia is the priority chant when anything happens because, in his words, lamestream is, for mostly financial reasons, petrified of discussing the possibility that it may be China. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff responded to Trump's comments by tweeting, "Another day, another scandalous betrayal of our national security by this president, another dishonest tweet that sounds like it could have been written in the Kremlin." Trump's assertion that China might be behind the hacking spree, which so far has affected more than a half dozen federal agencies, runs counter to comments by his own Secretary of State and multiple lawmakers briefed on the matter. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.